Hey, what can we do?
So, can you introduce yourself?
Well, I'm Ronnie. I run the record shop, and I have run a record shop since. Well, I worked in record shop since 1990, and I have my own shop since 1993. So I've been doing it some of my adult life.
How did you find vinyl?
How did I find this?
Yeah.
The most amazing happenchance, and for 2 weeks after finding it, I couldn't speak. I'd meet friends and they'd say, I hear you've got a new shop, and I'd be like, there were so many amazing things happened to me in that 2 weeks that I couldn't begin to catalogue them. But it was literally, I wasn't thinking of coming back into retail, because I'd been away for 12 years and I'd been selling records at festivals, and it was quite good for me. But I didn't think of getting back into retail because all the pitfalls, the rates, that just goes on and on and on, looking after rotas, getting stock and so on and so forth. Selling at festivals was much more easy going. You could all winter to work on it, and then in the summer you all sell and have fun in the sunshine. It was just a happening. It was on the net with it. Only for 3 hours. I just happened to be chatting with Jenny, my partner, my wife, she said, what do you want to do? I said, I don't know. She goes, well, what about another shop? I said, I don't know. She goes, where would you like to have a shop? I said, well, the nicest vibes is like around the New Cross area, which I used to drive through. Because I live outside London, my son lives in North London, so I drive through and I drive through New Cross and Deptford, and think, God, how London used to be. And I thought, yeah, Deptford, you know, somewhere like that. And literally within minutes of going on the net, I came across this property. And when the lady showed my landlady Io, she's a fantastic Nigerian woman. But she showed me around the shop. I said, what's down there? She goes, oh, that's the basement. I was like, oh, basement, that's good for a record shop. And I came downstairs and found this amazing space, which has been host to clubs and what have you through time. And the Deptford Society came one time and they said that this was formerly the Socialist Bookshop in Deptford in the 1930s. So I think it's just got its own vibe, and I think it draws people, like-minded people to it. I couldn't explain why, but it's just that sort of. So I was drawn here by fate.
And what do you know what vinyl was before you took it on?
It was formerly delicatessen, and formerly a cafe as well. I think both cafes, because it's off the beaten track, found it hard to keep up the trade, but. We had the records, we are a record shop, and this cafe came secondary. It was only when I found out it had been a cafe, and so many people have used it formally, it was a good move to keep it as a cafe as well. It hasn't been a good for turning money, but I have had my time at making money, so it's time to just sort of do a more altruistic business, you know, because formerly I was in the West End, it's like all about the business, yeah, and this is more about the community, and it gives opportunities to up and coming bands, which I'm always, I think that's opportunities are few, and we need to create more spaces, and we need to create a vibe where people are not doing business solely for profit. You know, they're doing it to turn over and just to keep communicating ideas. Great thing about a cafe is ideas can be shared, and people also can be who they want to be, away from their flat, their house, their parents, their next door neighbours. That's the thing that festivals show. You know, when you go to a festival, no one knows who you are. You can be who you like, and you can tell people about your ideas and your interests without them going, oh, that's the dude that wears a baseball cap and listens to drum and bass, you know, they just see you as an individual. and cafes create that space, I think.
And what year did vinyl open?
4 years of September, so if you could backtrack that, I
2013?
Yeah, right there, yes.
And do you know much about the history of the building that when it was built, or?
Well, we researched some maps for a background for a graphic, and there's a map with the other side of the road in 1640. And again, from the Deptford Historical Society, this side wasn't in existence of that, but the other side was. That's pre-fire, that whole side. That was all Georgian shop, or whatever they call that era of shops. And the last two buildings have got some architectural piece of interest about them. That the architects sometimes you see some students with their tutor pointing out some points of interest on that. I think it's something to do with pre and post fire regulations for the building. So formerly they were somehow joined, and that's why the fire took off, because they were sharing certain architectural features. So 1640 on the other side of the street, this side I don't know. Of course, you know the history of Deptford. It was formerly said to be the Oxford Street of its day. It's got the shops are really grand. There's a music hall halfway up the street. Darge is former music hall. The shops go back enormously. There were big shops. They were major. This was a major spot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, for you, you talked about like giving bands kind of like the opportunity to play.
Mm.
What's kind of drawn you to music? Because it sounds like you worked in music, you know, selling records and shops and stuff.
I've always been drawn to music. I've always been drawn to collecting records, and as a side, and when I first came to London in the mid-70s, 74, 75, I lived in some different places, and did art projects and did an art band. I was in an art band for a bit, around the year of punk. I was living in West London in those days, down King's Road way, and just picked up on that energy, but was more an art based person, but I never really got to explore that much, because this and that, and whenever acid house music came along, I'd been such a record collector and lover of music that I just fell into playing records, and from that fell into working in a record shop, and from that fell into having a record shop and having two record shops, and then about 2000 I closed down the shops. Downloading hit, and sort of put the, you know, made retail unstable, you know, and you don't get a lot of help. Business is about apparently it's about climbing and getting more profit, which it actually isn't. You know, retail is a service. It's not a commodity that you can increase the price of, you know.
When you first came to vinyl, was the decoration like it is now, or did it look different?
The decoration's due to Jenny. She did the colour. She's a feng shui consultant, has been, and she's done the colours, and comes in and goes, right, that's got to move, that's in the wrong place, and she keeps us in line on that level.
How long did it take you guys to transform the space?
3-4 weeks, I think. No, I think we had 3 or 4 weeks of rent free from IO, and we just said about it. Life's 24/7, by the way. So going back to the giving musicians a break, is during the punk era and post punk era. Squat scene sort of enabled a lot of people to play for free, So you didn't, you know, you just really had to get yourself there, and I sort of think that ethos should be promoted more. And I think it is actually. It's been recently. It's amazing the amount of small venues that emerged and people playing to 12 people, you know, which is great. Which I think is great because it could be your pals, or it could be strangers. You know, it can only creates an instant atmosphere being intimate.
What's your fondest memory of vinyl?
Fondest memory so far is to come, I hope. But I think finding it was just just a colossal. I mean, I still have to pinch myself. But those weeks when it happened, when all the things came together.
What are those things that came together? Can you talk a bit more about?
There were just things like the. Well, the fact that we're in a pedestrianised area, that people can sit outside, it's quiet. And when I came from New Cross the day before and looked around, I was like, oh my gosh, look at all the people are sitting right on the road and there's traffic's going past and they're just sort of having a coffee. It's not very metropolitan. It's not very. And then when I came here, it was off street. I was like, wow, it's got cycle racks outside. And it was kept. The people that were here before really had put a lot of love in it. It was just almost ready to go. You know, they put a lot of love in here, and we received that. You could feel it when you walked into the building. And so, although you say, wow, 4 weeks, we did 4 weeks, but a lot of it was just really literally painting. And mostly it was building the counter. The rest of it all is amazing, Nick. We just put in some ventilation, so we can all breathe down here nicely.
I love that.
I think Ted Middleton playing Blurt was great here. And there's been so many amazing bands. Some bands blowing this place away, you know, we had to put the brakes on having notorious bands because it's a residential street, so we want to keep the numbers down, you know. We come here Saturday and turn around the corner and it'd be just like packed with people, and so we had to sort of, you know, put the brakes on and slow it down and then have just only up and coming or established bands who've been established for a long time. And I think that I always say it's either bands that are coming up, getting used to performing live, or people who have been together for many years and just their pals come, which is a group of 20 people. And those formula work here. We do still have, you know, raucous up and coming bands and so on, but. The electronic music here is just always great.
And you've had Adam's key play.
Which is amazing because someone said Adamski's playing, and I'm like, oh, my old pal.
Oh, so you knew Adam back in the day?
Yeah.
Because I know his brother.
Mark. Well, how you know Adam? I used to give him mixtapes and. I used to hang out with him, go to gigs with him when he was in the jet snags. But I'm sitting in my mum's house in Cornwall, right, as far as you can go in Cornwall, and I'm talking to the next door neighbour, and I'm like, I'm music. He goes, I'm in the music business. He goes, oh yeah, my nephew's in the music business. He goes, where does he come from? He goes, he comes from Brighton. He goes, you might know him, Adamski. And I was like, no way.
He doesn't come from Brighton, he comes from Lymington.
Yeah, well, he was living in Brighton.
Oh, right, okay.
So his uncle lives next to my mum in Cornwall, him and his wife.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's just really, so it's like, whoa. Yeah. Ooh. The new act's great. Have you seen it? Have you looked at it?
I have looked at it, yeah.
It's pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty good.
How would you describe the music kind of scene that's kind of generated from the space? Like, what sort of, if you were going to talk to someone who never heard of vinyl, what's the music policy, or what are the acts that play?
There definitely isn't a policy, is there?
No, there isn't. It's all, having a cafe, you see that Deptford has got masses of layers. There's the 60s, people who came here to the university in the 60s, or musicians who decamped here because of the cheap housing. Then you have the 70s and the punks, and they came here for similar reasons. And then you have the 80s people. All these people coexist, but they don't know, you know, often they don't know each other. And they all come in, not many of them come in here, and that's good. And some, it's a bit like Sea Captain's Rest as well. There's many sort of musicians or ex-musicians or former musicians or musicians who have just lapsed or who come in, and it's a bit like they can come and they come and just have a cup of tea. And like I said, the Ship Captain's Rest or something like that, because of the, you know, the nautical associations with that version. So all sorts of people come in, transgender, people with all sorts of people.
We're going to write a piece of music about this space, inspired by this space and the locality of this space. What if you were to kind of guide us as to what that music should be like, what would you say?
I would say that
what's the sound of vinyl?
The part of that you don't, well, the sound of vinyl is just loads of people resonating, but one thing that we miss, which we used to have that sense of when we live in Chelsea and Fulham, is the river. You can't see it, but that massive water, that the reason that London is here, is just over there. And similarly, it's just over there, and all this ground is sodden with water from the Thames. So one of the people proposed that some of the great sound in here is because that we're surrounded by water and the resin, you know, so it's quite holds its sound. So the river, I think, is a thing that you might not think of, but it's the reason we're here, you know. And history of Deptford is always great. Docks around the world are brilliant. Copenhagen's great, Acapulco's great. Anywhere that's got a port, it's got that great vibe. Because of that, and maybe not now, but formerly, and we're here because of that. You know, we pick up that and we carry on. May not be not yo ho ho anymore, waiting to go head off to some far flung lands, you know, to make our fortune, but. That's the basis of here, I think. And multiculturalness, that's what I noticed. There's so many people who got off the boat and just didn't go any further, went, this will do. And you still get a sense of that in Deptford. Lots of London used to have it, but.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
thank you. That's amazing. Thank you for your time.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.